and here's why.
The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Largest lead of the game at 10. Kiana Leach with a high pick and roll. Nice job to Fernandez. She goes into the left hand and scores. Second bucket for Jessica Fernandez.
Today, it's live coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament in Kearney. High school basketball in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Aiden Fahoy, his entry pass inside, knocked away by Richter, but right back in the hands of Caleb Eklund. Eklund will give it off right side. Schaefer, he's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. 13 in the game for Joel Schaefer.
It's a Saturday full basketball with the 2013 champs crowned tonight. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, in the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcar live from the Vieiro Event Center in Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
You know how little towns are always famous for that one place that always has the best food and the friendliest people? You walk in and it's like walking into the place that you've hung out all your life. And you know the only thing you want to do is order a big, juicy steak. Clint's Tavern in Hildreth is that exact place. And guess what? The best steak and prime rib served on Saturday nights with the freshest homemade salad bar for miles around. So welcome home. Welcome to Clint's Tavern in Hildreth. Good luck, Falcons. From everybody at Clint's Tavern.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
The Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Randy Bushcar with you. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on ESPN. Well, already one trophy's been handed out, and they went to the Axtell girls with a 45-31 win over Loomis in the girls' consolation game. Now the Axtell boys will try to follow suit. They'll be taking on Wilcox Hildreth. Wilcox Hildreth comes in there, the number 4 seed, and Axtell was the number 6 seed, and so they pulled off a minor upset by being able to beat Amherst 42-39 to start things before they were handled yesterday by Elm Creek. But now Axtell will try to get back in the winning column here as they'll be taking on the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons. Axtell comes in with a record of 9-10 on the season, and they'll be taking on Wilcox Hildreth, who is now 8-8 on the year as well. So a couple of balanced teams. We really anticipate that this could be a very tight matchup here between Axtell and Wilcox Hildreth. A reminder for you, you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And again, last night these two teams played and just weren't able to kind of stem the tide against two of the better teams in the Fort Kearney Conference. But we'll give you today's starters. We'll begin, first of all, for Axtell, as they'll be the team in their dark road jersey, so they'll be the visiting team. Their starting lineup is Jacob Jeldon, a 5'8 senior. He'll start with Connor Wells, who is 6 foot and a senior. Cody Nickel, the freshman, is 5'10. He'll start with Jordan Miller. Miller is 5'11 and a senior. And Brant Runge will round out the starting lineup. And Runge is a 5'11 junior for head coach Andy Klepper. And the starting lineup here for the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons, it'll be Ivan Dimit-Ogg, a 5'10 sophomore. Clay Blank, he's 5'11 and a senior. Ty Bennett's a 5'9 junior. Blaine Grothaus, a 5'10 senior. And Shane Farley, 6'2 and a junior for head coach Brent Heinrichs. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the tip between the Falcons and the Wildcats right after this timeout.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth.
your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back here to the VO Event Center. The opening tip is underway, and it's controlled by Axtell. So Axtell with the first possession of the ball game. Runge's got it, and gives it up on the right side, trying to get it inside for Nickel. Nickel, great hustle to get it back out for Miller as the ball was knocked loose. Jeldon now has it, and Jeldon taking some pretty good pressure, and he has it taken away by Grothaus. Grothaus will give it for Ivan Dimadog after the Axtell turnover, and Dimadog's going to take it, kick it top of the circle here. Bennett's thought about the three. Now he'll turn around, a 15-foot turnaround jumper that's no good. Farley trying to come up with a rebound. It's off of his hands, and Jacob Jeldon picks it up here for the Wildcats. So in the offensive zone comes Runge. He'll kick it off on the left side here for Wells. Looking at a 2-3 zone defense, they'll get it off on the right side here for Runge. Runge looks on the baseline. Picking it up is Jeldon. Jeldon, top of the circle for Wells. Around the perimeter we go, and with the basketball now is Runge. Runge, off-balance jumper in the lane, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Blank. Blank's got it, and he'll bring in the offensive zone. So Brink slowly here for the Falcons, and they'll dribble it up on the right side. Entry pass on the inside here for Farley. Farley trying to post up, and he'll shoot, and he walked with it. Pretty good defense there by Brent Runge. He did a ball fake one way, ball fake the other, and end up dragging his pivot foot when he tried his second little pivot move there. Runge will get the inbounds as the Falcons will go full court press here. Runge passes it up ahead here for Jeldon. Jeldon off on the right side and on the run. The layup no good, but we got a foul. And landing hard on the court is Connor Wells. And Wells is picked up by one of his teammates, as well as Shane Farley, who's going to be whistled for his first personal foul. So Wells is going to go shoot two. And he bends the knees, fires the free throw, and it is no good. So still no score here. It's the second free throw by Wells is on the way, and the first point of the ball game belongs to him. So Blank will bring it up for the Falcons, trailing at 1-0 here in the early stages. And right now the Wildcats are going man-to-man. Dimadog has the dribble, top of the circle, hands it back out here for Grothaus. Grothaus still has the bounce, and now he's just going to hand it off here for Blank. Blank back to Grothaus, and he has the ball knocked loose. Great defensive play by Runge. After the turnover, here comes Jeldon. Jeldon passes it up ahead, and we got a charge. Ivan Dimadog was able to step in front of Jeldon on that drive, and Dimadog with a nice defensive play. Jeldon going to whistle for the player control foul, and that's going to be his first foul of the game. I really liked watching the play here of Ivan Dimadog, the sophomore, only 5'7". He looks very comfortable on a basketball court. Blank will drive all the way down to the baseline and kind of weave back and now tries a reverse layup. That was a nice little move. And Clay Blank with that reverse layup has the first field goal of the game and the first lead here for Wilcox-Hildreth. Both teams have led by one at various times. Now driving here is Miller. Miller's shot's no good. Gets his own rebound in the lane. Kicks it back out. And an open look here for Runge, and he hits the shot. Brant Runge drains in the three-pointer top of the key. After that ball was in, they kicked it out. He took a little step to his right and got himself just a little bit more open and shot it in rhythm. And it's 4-2. Axtell with the lead. With the bounce here is Ivan Dimadog. He'll give it top of the circle for Blank. Blank picked up there man-to-man by Wells. They get it off on the right side here for Farley. Farley back it in. He'll pivot. He'll shoot off glass, a little bit strong. Rebound taken out by Miller. And Miller is going to give it up ahead here for Brant Runge. Runge on the dribble, gives it out left side. A little ball fake by Jeldon. Jeldon floats, just gets it over there to Miller. Miller's going to drive. Shot's no good. And rebounded by Grothaus. Grothaus, I think, got part of that shot as well, so we'll give him a block. And Bennett's is going to get the drive, and he took a little extra step. He had trouble getting the ball out of his hands in the face of some pressure there. So that'll be a turnover. And so Axtell will have possession. Wells will get it off for Runge. And Runge over for Jeldon. Jeldon passes up ahead. Wells has got numbers. He'll get it over for Nickel. And Cody Nickel, his first 2 points of the night. And scoring in transition is Axtell, and their lead is now 4-6-2. Here comes Clay Blank in the offensive zone. Axtell dropping back man-to-man. Nickel picks up some pressure. Jumper up, no good for Wells. Wells fell as he drew the contact, and it was after the shot. Wells ran into, or I should say Blank ran into Wells. Surprised there wasn't a foul called there. I don't think there was a call, but usually you get that whistle there. They inbounded for Jordan Miller as that ball went out of bounds. And Jeldon brings in the offensive zone. On the run here is Wells. Wells shut off on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Miller. Miller's going to give it off for Runge. Runge gives it to Nickel on the baseline. And he'll kick it back out here for Runge. Runge just inside the three-point arc. Hits another deuce. So Brant Runge about the same spot he hit the 3 moments ago. About a foot and a half closer to the basket now. And he hits the shot. And he's got 5 straight points here. And the lead is 6 for Axtell. Jumper left side, no good. Rebound pulled down by Farley, and Farley is fouled. And that's going to be on Brant Runge. That'll be his first. So the Falcons inbound underneath their own basket. They toss it in for Grothaus. Grothaus tosses it in. It goes to Blank, and Blank, nice ball fake. Shot won't fall. And the rebound on the baseline for Jordan Miller, his third rebound of the game, and he'll give it off for Runge. Runge has it in the offensive zone, and he'll kick off here on the left side for Wells. Back to Runge, right wing. They give it to Miller. Miller at the elbow to Cody Nickel. Nickel's going to kick it right back out. Here's Miller on the drive. The shot won't fall, and rebounded, or saved rather, off the chest of Nickel and out of bounds. Flipping it behind his back was Ty Bennett's. And so the basketball is going to belong here to Wilcox Hildreth. And also they make a substitution change. Dalton Penny checking in just a moment ago. And he'll kind of weave his way through the defense, and bounce pass goes right side for Blank. Blank gets it down low. Turnaround jumper. That's a tough shot for Grothaus, and he hit it. So Blaine Grothaus hits the bucket, and it's 8-4, and it allows the Falcons to put a little pressure on. Wells has it near midcourt. Now across the timeline, he passes it back out to Miller. Miller kicks left side for Nickel. Nickel shots off the mark. Rebounded by Jake Jeldon. Now they kick it out, and we've got a walk before the shot went up before Miller. That's going to be the third turnover on Axtell here of the first quarter. 2:21 to go in quarter number one, and it's 8-4 Axtell. Ivan Dimadog is going to bring in the offensive zone here. Dribble across the logo at the Viero Event Center at midcourt. And off of a little screen, he'll kick it off on the left side. The three, no good for Bennett's. Nickel pulls down the rebound for Axtell. And on the run here is Runge. Runge still has the dribble. Last one in up court, although they got up court pretty quickly in a bad pass. It's stolen away. Ty Bennett's with the steal. Ty Bennett's with the layup. Ty Bennett's with the bucket. And it is now 8-6. I kick it up ahead here for Nickel. Nickel will just get the ball back out for Runge. Back to Nickel. Nickel's used up his dribble. Kicks it out here for Wells. On the right side, they give it for Runge. There is Jeldon in the corner. He'll fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound off one of the Wildcats and out of bounds. So Ivan Dimonog will get it, as it's a team rebound for Wilcox Hildreth. Axtell's led by as many as six. Their lead right now is only two. As they get it off on the left side here for Blank. Blank's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. Clay Blank, well behind the three-point arc, strokes it in, and Wilcox Hildreth now has a one-point lead, 9-8. And we got a push. Going to be whistled against the Falcons. Otherwise, Axtell would have turned the ball over. It would have been over and back. Coach Heinrichs is pointing to the sideline, saying he stepped out of bounds. But in any event, they called the foul instead on Clay Blank. So it is still Axtell basketball. And Runge's going to lob it down low. Creating a little space there is Miller. Miller makes the catch, and he'll take it off the glass. That was a well-thrown pass, that lob into Jordan Miller. And Miller using his body very well, shielding the basketball. And now Ivan Dimadog has it. He's got the bounce here for the Falcons. And he's directing traffic a little bit as a sophomore. And he'll give it top of the circle here for Dalton Penny. Penny looks to the inside. Spins in the lane, took an extra step. Yep. It was a pretty looking play, but it was pretty because, well, there was one extra step in there. Inbounds for Miller. And Miller, nobody collapses or traps on him, so he just slowly walks into the offensive zone. And Brant Runge has the dribble. He'll give it to the right side for Jeldon. Jeldon enters it in. Kicks back out here for Wells. Back out for Jeldon. Jeldon's going to drive and then dish. The shot is up and good for Jordan Miller. Give Jeldon credit for the assist. Falcons inbounded as the buzzer sounds. And we'll head to the second quarter. It's 12-9. Axtell with the lead. We're back with the second quarter right after this.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Events Center. One quarter is in the books here in the boys' consolation game, and the Wilcox-Hildreth Falcons are trailing it by a score of 12-9, but the Falcons will inbound it to start the second quarter right in front of us. To toss it in is going to be Blaine Grothaus, and he'll toss it in here for Dimmitt Ogg. And just double-checking before I say it, yeah, the Falcons going out there with all their starters. Blank's got it. It's Dimmitt Ogg, Blank, Ty Bennett, Grothaus, and Farley for Wilcox-Hildreth. Hand the basketball off here for Blank. Blank on that far sideline is working against a little pressure here from Wells, and the drive is up and good. So nicely done there as Blank now has seven in the game. Jeldon on the baseline, passes it out to Wells. Wells gives it off. Jumper here by Miller. Miller no good. Gets his own rebound and he'll score. Offensive rebound and bucket. 6 points, four rebounds now for Jordan Miller. Got the ball on the baseline, put up a pretty good shot, and somehow was able to weave through a couple of defenders and found the basketball back. So on the right wing with the basketball is Blank. Blank gives it top of the circle for Grothaus. He'll just hand it back off of Blank. Blank's going to fire a three-pointer long ways away. Rebounded by Grothaus. And Grothaus is going to kick it back out to Ivan Dimmitt Ogg. Dimmitt Ogg, we give it left side. There's Bennett's. Bennett's on the dribble. Back to Dimmitt Ogg. Off of a screen, Dimmitt Ogg still has the dribble. Now he'll step back, fire a three. Back the iron and no good. Rebounded by Jeldon. And Jeldon, his third rebound for number three. And he'll bring in the offensive zone. Working against Dimmitt Ogg. Enters it in, but it's off the foot. Jordan Miller, and they're going to call a kick. Generally, you don't call a kick on offensive players. But in any event, that will be an Axtell turnover. Centura leading Wood River in girls basketball 10-6 at the end of one quarter. That's the consolation game of the girls Luplac Conference. Pass out to Clay Blank, and Blank strokes in a three. Wow, he was well covered. Figured I could get the score because if he got the ball, he wasn't going to be able to shoot. But he released it so quickly, he got the shot off, and he was about 5 feet behind the three-point arc. Nickel is going to kick the ball back out. On the penetration here is going to be Wells. Wells gives it back out for Jeldon. He'll fire a three. It's no good. Nickel up high for that rebound. Wow. And then he puts up a shot. No good. Grothaus pulls down the rebound. And now the Falcons slowly will bring it in the offensive zone. Off of a screen, dribbling through is Blank. You got to stick to him. He's got 10 points of the game, including a couple of very tough three-pointers. Entry pass down low for Farley, and Farley misses. Rebound taken out by Runge. And Runge up ahead for Nickel. Nickel's going to drive. Nickel's going to head to the line as he was fouled. Drew the body contact and ran the court very well, so Cody Nickel will shoot two here. And we got a timeout. 5:25 to go here. Second quarter, we're tied at 14. Wilcox, Hildreth, and Axtell hooked up in a pretty good one. We'll be back right after this.
You know how little towns are always famous for that one place that always has the best food and the friendliest people? You walk in and it's like walking into the place that you've hung out all your life. And you know the only thing you want to do is order a big, juicy steak. Clint's Tavern in Hildreth is that exact place. And guess what? The best steak and prime rib served on Saturday nights with the freshest homemade salad bar for miles around. So welcome home. Welcome to Clint's Tavern in Hildreth. Good luck, Falcons. From everybody at Clint's Tavern.
And welcome back here. Cody Nickel, the freshman, is averaging about 7.4 points per ball game. That's about what he's averaging for rebounds as well. Leading scorer throughout the course of the year for Axtell has been Miller. He's averaging right at 13 points even per game. Runge, 8.4 points per ball game. Wells, Lundeen averaging 4 and 3 points respectively. So getting in points from a lot of different sources. And here the freshman, Cody Nickel, will shoot two free throws, and the free throw here is no good. And Nickel on the year, about a 43% free throw shooter. And his second free throw here is up and good. So Nickel now has three in the game, and Axtell with a 15-14 lead. Nickel will come out, and Marcus Kring checks in for him. So Wilcox Hildreth working on the right wing here for Blank. Blank being defensed there by Wells. And backing in is going to be Farley. Farley drives, gets the bucket and the foul. What a post move there by Shane Farley. And Farley will try to finish off the old-fashioned three-point play. So Farley gives his team a one-point advantage with 5:09 to go here, second quarter. It's 16-15. And the free throw is on the way and good. 2-point advantage for Wilcox Hildreth. This is their largest lead of the game. 17-15, 5:03 to go. Axtell's led by as many as six in that first quarter. Wells works it off on the right wing for Runge. Back to Wells. In the corner for Jeldon. Jeldon back around the perimeter. They'll give it off here for Runge. They're looking to enter it in, and they'll give it off on the baseline for Jeldon. Jeldon, the kick back out here for Wells. Shot's no good. And it's Grothaus with his fourth rebound of the game. He'll hand off here for Blank. And Blank off of the screen. He'll step back, fire a three. It's an air ball. It's out of bounds. And Grothaus could have saved it. Didn't. And they're going to say it was partially blocked. So it is Falcons ball because it was last touched by one of the Wildcats. So Blank is going to inbound it. And they'll lob it out there. And picking it up is going to be Ivan Dibinaga. That was close to over and back. He didn't have control of the basketball when he got it in the front court. And then he took it in the back court. Good defensive play there by Jeldon. Jeldon forced the turnover anyway. Comes up with a steal. And then Dibinaga knocked it back. And we've got a walk with it as trying to come up with a basketball was Blaine Grothaus. Grothaus called timeout, but he had slid to a stop before he had the opportunity to call timeout. So it will be Axtell basketball here. He had the right idea, just gravity didn't work in his favor. Runge's going to toss it in here, and they're going to wipe down the basketball as it's a little bit wet and probably a wet spot on the floor as well. 4:12 to go here, second quarter, 17-15. Wilcox Hildreth with the advantage right now, a small one at that, 2-point lead for them over Axtell. Runge's going to toss it in for Jeldon, picked up by Dimadog as they're putting a little pressure on, but they're handling it well as well, brings it into the offensive zone. He'll hand it off here between the circles for Runge. Runge's used up his dribble. He's going to lob it down to the corner here for Miller. Miller kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer for Wells that's up and good. Drains the three top of the key, and Connor Wells will put Axtell back on top. 18-17. And Ty Bennett's can play point guard right now as Axtell is going man-to-man. Turnaround jumper and then the foul. Turnaround jumper for the three-pointer about 4 feet behind the arc. And Clay Blank, who has 2 3-pointers, 10 points in the game, he's going to go line and have 2 shots. And the foul is going to be whistled on Wells. That is his first. 4 fouls against Axtell, 3 against Wilcox Hildreth. The free throw by Blank is no good. And so the big screen showing the close-up of Blank as he tries the free throw. Back the iron, no good. He was shooting 3 shots at 3-pointers, so he's got one more free throw coming up here. He's 0 for 2 so far. He's got 1 shot left. And his free throw is up and good. We are tied at 18. So Jelen gets it, kicks it up ahead, tracking it down in the corner as Wells. Wells pass, that'll be a turnover. And then we got a foul on the way back. Errant pass, wasn't even by the intended receiver, and turnover as Axtell tried to get the ball back. And that'll be a foul on Jelen. That is his second. Right wing, Blank's got it. He's picked up defensively there by Wells. They enter it on the inside, and coming out of there with it is going to be Jordan Miller. Miller forces the turnover, and now he'll give the basketball to Runge. Across the timeline for Jelden. Jelden's going to drive the lane, draw the body contact, and he'll head to the line. Actually, it was a dumping the ball out. I think since he was in the air, they're going to call it shots or not. No, they're not. Yeah, he was passing it, but he probably should have put up the shot after he got the body contact. On the inbounds, now Jelden gets it back. There's a screen over there. The shot, no good. That was a nice play there by Miller. Got the inbounds and then set the screen. The shot, though, off the mark and out of bounds. Last touch by the Falcons. So at the end of the Falcons bench, Axtell's going to inbound it here. Runge to toss it in, and he'll get it for Jelden. Now Runge's going to direct traffic, give the basketball back out here for Wells. Playing catch with Runge on the left side here for Wells. And they get it in for Nickel. Nickel, not in the lane, but awfully close to it, and he'll kick it out. Oh, they're going to say he was in the lane. His foot was right there on the edge. And they're going to say that he was in there and established that lane position. And so it'll be 3 seconds. I'm sure that was on Nickel. Tied at 18, the Axtell turnover. Gives the Falcons the ball and a chance to take the lead back. Dimadog, we give it off right side for Blank. Driving here is going to be Grothaus. And Grothaus, what a nice drive. He's going to go shoot two. I think they're looking at number 21, Cody Nickel. Yes, they are. He committed the foul. So Grothaus is going to go shoot two. And the free throw rolls around and is no good. Second free throw by Grothaus is on the way, and he strokes that one in. He's got 3 in the game. Been tight throughout here. Right now, advantage Wilcox Hildreth by a point. 2:20 to go before halftime. On the dribble here is Miller. Miller will get the ball back out here for Runge. Drive on that right side, shot a little bit strong. Offensive rebound by Miller, and Miller's going to score. His fifth rebound. He's got 8 points in the game. So nice job fighting for that rebound and getting the points the hard way. Certainly had to work hard to earn that. On the right wing with the basketball. Going to be blank. Blank shot, no good. Rebound taken out there by Wells. And they'll get it back out here for Miller. Miller back out for Runge. And here comes Axtell in the offensive zone. Between circles, it's Wells. Driving is going to be Jeldon. Jeldon shots off the mark. Clay Blank pulls down the rebound. And Blank will get it right side. Stepping into a three on that right wing is Grothaus. He missed it. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Miller. Miller's sixth rebound of the game. He still has the dribble. He'll drive the lane. He'll shoot, and it's good. And there's a foul. Nice drive there by Jordan Miller. And the bucket is going to count. Miller will go to the free throw line after this timeout. Minute 22 to go here before halftime. 22-19. Axtell with the lead. They'll be at the line when we come back right after this.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
And welcome back here to the VO Event Center. A little timeout here for Axtell. They call the quick 30-second timeout. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at concession stands around the Fort Kearney Conference, including Amherst, Elm Creek, Wilcox, Hildreth. They are around the area. Nice little, nothing like going to a ball game and having a nice little slice of pizza. Minute 22 to go here. And number 22, Jordan Miller, will try to finish off a three-point play. He's got 10 points in the game, six rebounds already, and his free throw is a short one. And Dalton Penny pulled down the rebound for Wilcox Hildreth. So Blank will bring in the offensive zone. Check it, it's not Blank, but Bennett's. Bennett's, he's going to thought about the three. And he'll dump it inside for Farley. Farley working in the lane. Nice little ball fake. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound, and then he's getting fouled. Shane Farley, that was a nice little just kind of pivot. Kept his feet moving. Kept that dribble going. Found a little bit of room to operate in there. Used his leverage. Went up strong. Missed the shot, but then went right back up for the rebound, and he was hacked on the arm. So he'll shoot two, and the first one's no good. The foul on Connor Wells is his second. Score remains 22-19. Axtell with the lead. Farley's free throw on the way. And that one rolls around no good. And offensive rebound coming out of there with it is Dalton Penny. Penny kicks it out and then the block. Clay Blank tried the shot and it was dejected big time by Jordan Miller. He went up high for that one. Final minute of the first half. Ball inbounded here for Bennett's. Kick on the right side. The three, no good. Rebound tipped, and coming down with it is going to be Cody Nickel. And Nickel will get it out here for Runge. Runge, 45 seconds left. Kicks off on the left side here for Wells. Between the circles for Runge. Runge has it knocked loose. The steal on the run here is going to be Grothaus. And that was a pretty hard foul by Runge. And Grothaus is going to go to the line. Grothaus made the steal. That ball was being held. He just kind of punched it from underneath, knocked it in the back court, and went in there hard, and he was fouled. So the foul is going to be on Runge. That is his second, and Runge knocked him down hard. But the first thing he did after that happened was he reached down and helped pick up Blaine Grothaus. I don't think he meant to have that foul be as hard as it was. The free throw is no good. Nice defensive play there by Grothaus. Now we'll see if he can turn it into some points. The free throw is up and good. So he's 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Got 4 points in the game. And the ball's inbounded here for Jordan Miller. 30 seconds to go. With the ball is number 30. Grant Runge brings it across the timeline. And he'll give it between the circles here for Wells. 22 seconds left as Wells has it. 22-20. Axtell with a two-point lead and the basketball. With it here is Wells. 14 seconds left. Between circles, they give it for Runge. Runge gets it left side here for Jeldon. Jeldon's going to drive, kick it back out, and there's an extra step there by Miller. Yeah. Took a little extra step with it, and Axtell turns it over with 6.2 to go. We'll have to inbound it at the end of the Falcons bench here, and Clay Blank to toss it in. He gets it up for Ty Bennett. Bennett gives it off left side for Grothaus. Grothaus for three, back the iron, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Wells, and horn sounds, ending the first half of play here at the Viejo Event Center. Your score, it's Axtell 22. And Wilcox Hilder 20. We'll head to the locker rooms. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clark.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to the Viejo Event Center. We are at halftime, 22-20, as Axtell has the lead here over Wilcox Hildreth in our second game of the day. Earlier today, the Axtell girls did pick up the win, 45-31 over Loomis. They've come away with the third-place trophy of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. And congratulations to the Lady Wildcats for the win there. Now the boys are trying to follow suit, and we'll see whether or not they can get that pulled off here. But so far, so good. They have a two-point advantage, 22-20. They've got the lead. And don't forget, on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we've got the boys' consolation game of the girls' consolation game of the Luplac Conference Tournament. At last report, it was 10-6 Centura at the end of one quarter of play in that one. As, again, we have all four games from the Luplac Conference Tournament on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. FM, Doug Duda with the call from Wood River, and here Axtell with the lead at intermission as we're trying to track down one of the coaches for the girls championship game. We saw Nikki Eck out earlier, but having trouble finding her now so we can do the interview with her, and so I know that she's in the building, and one would also assume that Jeremy Walters from Eustis Farnham is around somewhere, but I don't see either batch of girls basketball teams getting ready as they're starting to strap it on maybe a little bit more intensely. They won't play until about 6 o'clock, but they're probably already in pregame mode, even though it's only 4:30 right now, because coming away with your conference championship, that is the makings of a pretty good season. If you do nothing else, that's still a pretty good run in your season. And certainly this will be an interesting and a good game tonight between Amherst and Eustis Farnham for the girls' title. And then I don't think there's much of a question. The two best teams for the boys are hooking up for the conference finals tonight at 8 o'clock. Overton taking on Elm Creek, 8 o'clock. And again, all those games are going to be right here on ESPN Radio. Don't forget, they're also streaming live at ESPNSuperstation.com. But our best location to find all of our streaming games would be PlatteRiverPreps.com. Got all sorts of links in there, stories, and a great place, great one-stop shopping for information for high school sports around the area. And all the games that we have streaming on our network of stations are all found at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Platte River Preps is also not a bad thing to follow on your Twitter account as well. Once again, at halftime, 22-20, the lead currently in favor of Axtell. We're going to take a quick break. We'll return with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in the local Yellow Pages. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney filled your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Welcome back here to the Buell Event Center. We are at halftime, 22-20. Axtell with the lead over Wilcox Hildreth. And, you know, this is the second time these two teams have played. I have to wrap my mind around the idea that it's February, but I was about to say earlier this month, but that's not true. On January 18th, Wilcox Hildreth lost to Axtell. Axtell came to town and beat the Falcons 51-48 in overtime. So their first matchup goes to overtime, so we anticipate this one could be just that good because it's pretty tight right now. Axtell with a 22-20 lead here at intermission. Leading the way for Axtell so far, Jordan Miller's got 10 points in intermission, 5 points for Grant Runge, 4 points for Connor Wells, and Cody Nickel with 3 points here at intermission. For Wilcox Hildreth, leading the way is Clay Blank. He's got 11. 4 points for Blaine Grothouse, 3 points for Shane Farley, and 2 points for Ty Bennett. At halftime, 22-20, Axtell with the lead here at the Viero Event Center. And again, Axtell won in girls basketball earlier today, 45-31. We'll have the girls championship game for you, Amherst and Eustis Farnham, followed by Elm Creek and Overton for the boys championship. All those games right here on ESPN. And we did get an update there at halftime. Centura right now leading Wood River in girls basketball 25-15. That is the consolation game of the girls Luplac Conference Tournament. And the boys championship game between Kearney Catholic and Adams Central coming up next on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. That one should be a real interesting matchup. You'd have to say Kearney Catholic the favorite in that one, but whoever sets the pace might very well be able to come away with that conference championship still three games coming up between Adams Central and Kearney Catholic. That could be a lot of fun during the span of those anticipated three games. They've got the conference tournament, they've got a regular season game, and they're in the same district. And you would think that they're probably going to run into each other somewhere in that sub-district. Once again, we're at halftime here. Axtell with lead over Wilcox Hildreth, 22-20 at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the second half right after this timeout.
You know how little towns are always famous for that one place that always has the best food and the friendliest people? You walk in and it's like walking into the place that you've hung out all your life. And you know the only thing you want to do is order a big, juicy steak. Clint's Tavern in Hildreth is that exact place. And guess what? The best steak and prime rib served on Saturday nights with the freshest homemade salad bar for miles around. So welcome home. Welcome to Clint's Tavern in Hildreth. Good luck, Falcons. From everybody at Clint's Tavern.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
And we're back here at the BO Event Center as at halftime, 22-20, Axtell with the lead. They'll also have the basketball to start the second half. And they spent a little extra time over there. Andy Klepper is still talking to his team. They're all huddled up. The Falcons have already broken the huddle. And there's still about 10 seconds left on the official countdown, so Axtell hasn't done anything wrong here by any stretch. And they're going to saunter over and inbound the basketball. Connor Wells is going to do the honors here for Axtell. And they break the huddle. I can tell you that they got their starters out there. It's Jeldon, Wells, Nickel, Miller, and Runge. And for the Falcons, they also have their a little bit of a change out there. And we'll give you the five there out there here in just a moment. Connor Wells has the basketball for Axtell. They'll work it into the lane. That's Miller. Miller trying to get it to Nickel. Nickel thought he was going to shoot, so Nickel moved out of the way, and that's going to be a turnover on Axtell. On the run here is going to be Wilcox Hildreth. Bennett will flip it up, and they give it left side for Farley, and Farley lays it up and in. So Farley gets the bucket, giving assist to Bennett. Grothaus also there for Wilcox Hildreth, also starting Clay Blank, but Dimitog is not out there, so a little bit of a change for the starting lineup. Three-pointer here for Runge. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Jeldon for Axtell. They'll work it back around the perimeter for Wells. And they get it off to Jeldon. Jeldon dumps it down low for Miller. Miller shoots over the top of some pressure, and he now has 12 in the game. So in the offensive zone here is Bennett's. Bennett's and Blank are out there right now. And Dalton Penny starting the second half here instead of Ivan Dimitog. Dimitog is suited up. He warmed up. And so I think we'll see him. He's just not starting the second half. Pass on the right side for Farley. Farley backing in. Farley stopped outside the lane. And he'll kick it back out for Grothaus. Grothaus back in for Farley. Farley handing it off for Grothaus. Grothaus had trouble handling it. Puts up the shot. It's no good. Blocked by Cody Nickel. And Nickel's able to pick up a loose ball. So a block and a rebound there for the freshman. And they'll get it out here for Wells. Wells kicks left side for Jeldon. They get it down low for Nickel. He tries a reverse layup. Draws iron, no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes on the ground with it. And they're going to call that a hell ball. He had it momentarily, but staying with the play and forcing the hell ball was Dalton Penny. Axtell, 24-22 here. Inbounded for Wilcox Hildreth. Bennett's brings in the offensive zone. Ball knocked loose by Jeldon. Bennett comes up with it and is able to just flip it over for Grothaus. And now the Falcons will set up the offense here. They get instructions from head coach Brent Heinrichs, and they give it off here for Bennett. Bennett on the bounce. Will now kick it up on the right side for Dalton Penny. Penny not going to shoot the three. They're allowing him to if he wants to, and they're going to kick it back out here for Bennett. Bennett's between the circle. Gets a little bit of a screen, and now they release the screen, and he'll dribble to the left side. He's used it up. Gives it for Blank. Blank dribbles all the way down to the baseline. Shoots. No good. It's an air ball over the top, and Jordan Miller pulls down the basketball for Axtell. He gives it up ahead here for Runge. Runge, a little hesitation move, kept his dribble going. And he's shut off, and he's going to give it top of the circle here for Wells. Wells gives it left side. Jeldon's going to shoot the three. It's no good, and rebounded by Farley. So here comes the Falcons. They fly up court, and Bennett's on that right side. Loses the basketball. Jeldon trying to track it down, but Bennett comes up with it, and he walked with it. And Coach Heinrichs wants to have an explanation. How do he walk with it? The ball was rolling down. And Heinrichs was calling timeout, so as soon as he got the ball, he was hoping to get the timeout. He just didn't get the timeout that he wanted. And so it will be a Wilcox Hildreth turnover. Coach is trying to prevent it with the timeout, and it just didn't time out for him. Miller will work it back around the perimeter. Gelman's got it now. Falcons going right now. Little 2-3 zone. They work it inside for Sturgis to Hansen, who checked in. And Sturgis Hansen makes the shot. So the freshman scores there. Step on the right side in transition. A three-pointer for Bennett's. It's no good. Rebounded by Hansen. And Hansen will give it up ahead here for Gelden. Hansen didn't play at all in the first half. And he's been out there, got a rebound and a bucket so far here in the early stages of the third quarter. They're going with a lot of motion. Gelden on that left side will fire a three. It's no good. Rebounded by Farley. And Farley gives it up ahead for Blank. Blank kicks it up court very quickly to Penny. Penny in the lane, dribbled it off of his foot, but there's going to be a push there. Whistled on Axtell. Grant Runge's whistle for his third personal foul with 4:04 to go here in the third quarter. Adam Lundeen's going to check in. He's going to spell Brent Runge with those three personal fouls. Grothaus to inbound it on the baseline. Nickel trying to harass him, and they inbound it for Bennett's. Bennett's fires a covered three. Gelden was there. Shot, though, was rebounded by Farley. Farley's going to kick it out. Another good look here for Blank. No good. Another offensive rebound. And now Farley will just take care of business himself. Couple of offensive rebounds in that set there for Wilcox Hildreth. And they come up with a couple of points as a result. And we're going to have a little touch foul whistled on Ty Bennett's as Jacob Gelden actually beat Bennett's. And Bennett's with the hold. That's going to be his second. And so Gelden's going to get the inbounds here. He's, again, working against Bennett's. Gelden's going to drive, dump it in underneath, and it's intercepted by Grothaus. So that'll be a turnover. Pass up ahead. There's Penny. Penny lays it up. No good. Rebounded by Farley, and he can't come up with it. Dribbling out with a rebound now is Miller. Miller's going to lead a three-on-two. Takes it off glass. It's no good, and there's a foul. And again, Axtell, very aggressive. From one end to the other, Falcons did the same thing. Got the ball, trying to score in transition. And right now, Axtell with a chance to add on to the lead as Miller is going to shoot two. The foul on Grothaus is just his first. And Miller bends the knees. Free throw rolls around and is good. So Miller takes his time at the free throw line. And his shot rolls around and good again. So 14 in the game for Jordan Miller. 28-24. Axtell with a four-point lead. With the basketball is Wilcox Hildreth. On the dribble here is Bennett's. Bennett's pressured by Gelden. And he'll dump it off on the left side here for Dalton Penny. Penny picked up defensively by Adam Lundeen. They enter it down low for Farley. Farley drives the lane, shot no good. Sturgis Hansen comes up with the basketball, comes up with the miss, and he'll hand it back off here for Jordan Miller. Hansen's played very well in the short amount of time he's been in there. And the foul is going to be whistled on Dalton Penny. Penny and Miller making some contact in there, and they're going to say that Penny impeded the progress of the offensive player, Jordan Miller. Miller ended up kind of pushing him to the ground, but they're going to say the foul came before the push. Jordan Miller will get the inbounds. They could have called that the other way, and I wouldn't have argued that way either, to be honest with you. Miller on the dribble, and he'll kick it back out here for Lundeen. Lundeen on the right side for Gelden. Sturgis Hansen asking for the ball, but they're going to kick it top of the circle here for Miller. Miller's going to drive short. Miller gets his own rebound, and he'll hit the bucket. Offensive rebound and bucket, but space was created in there by the fact that Sturgis Hansen was posting up as hard as he was. Right wing, Blank. He'll work it around as Ivan Dimonog checked in a moment ago, and he's got the basketball, gives it back out for Blank. Blank dribbles that left side, gives it to Dimonog. Dimonog, ball fake, got the defender in the air, puts up the shot, back the iron, no good. Not a bad look there, and the rebound's tipped around, and coming out with it is Gelden. I like the fact that Dimonov put up that shot. He got the defender out of position. The kick back here. Miller in transition hits the three. Jordan Miller feeling his oats a little bit here in the third quarter. He's got 9 in the quarter, 19 in the game, and the lead is 9 here for Axtell, their largest lead of the game. Entry pass for Dalton Penning, who walked with it. Yeah, he didn't have his feet set very well when he got that entry pass, and Dalton Penning turns it over. So 33-24, Axtell with a 9-point lead, and we've got about 10 half minutes to go in the ball game. Minute and a half to go here in quarter number 3. Miller will direct traffic, give right side here for Adam Lundin. They give it for Jeldon. Jeldon kicks back, penetration now by Miller. Little floater, no good. Rebound and then held. Initially, Nickel came up with it. And then tying it up was Shane Farley. So Farley sticking with the play, moves the possession arrow. But it is going to be Axtell basketball here. So they'll put everybody in motion. They inbound it on the baseline. Miller's going to put up a jumper. No good. Hansen gets the rebound and then lost it. Coming away with it is Clay Blank. We'll get Blank the rebound here, and now we're going to have a little foul on Axtell. That's going to be their third personal foul. Three team fouls, rather. Three team fouls have been whistled against Axtell. Three against Wilcox Hildreth. Stepping up, firing the threes. Bennett's. Bennett's three bouncing around and was somehow purple went over the back. I think that might be on Nickel. Yep, that's going to be on Nickel. That'll be his second. Minute one to go here, third quarter. And the Falcons are going to inbound it. Dimonog is going to track it down in the backcourt. They originally tried to pass it to him top of the key, but threw it over the top of him, and he was able to track it down in the backcourt. Jeldon putting pretty good pressure on, but Dimonog is handling it. Gives it for Bennett. Bennett's drive, shot no good, and I think Lundin is going to be called for the little slide there. He was there in time, but he slid at the last moment, and Adam Lundin is going to be called for the block, and that is going to give Ty Bennett's 2 free throws coming up here. And his first free throw was up and good. 33-25. Shade less than 48 seconds to go, and quickly, Bennett's doesn't have much of a routine for shooting free throws, but doesn't need it if he hits two in a row like he just did there. Inbounded here for Jacob Jeldon. 7-point game. Pass up ahead to Lundin. Lundin's going to take it down to the left side. Puts up a little ball fake. Gets the defender in the air. Steps up and hits the shot. That was well done. Dribbling here is Bennett. Bennett's trying to back in. Nickel trying to double team. Shot up and good. That is a tough shot there for Ty Bennett as he has his first field goal of the second half. 35-28. Axtell up by 7. Jeldon's got it. And a timeout for Axtell. Jeldon was having trouble maintaining it. He almost turned it over. And Andy Klepper calls a timeout. We'll take it with him. 18.3 to go in the third. It's 35-28. Axtell. They'll inbound. We come back after this.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
Welcome back here to the VO Event Center as we're in the final throws of the third quarter. A 7-point lead here for Axtell. They've led by as many as 9. Wilcox Hildreth trying to whittle away at it a little bit. And we'll see what happens here. They're going to have to play defense as Wilcox Hildreth and see if Axtell tries to work it for the last shot here with 18 seconds to go before the end of the third quarter. Axtell is going to inbound it. The end of the bench, and Lundin's going to toss it in, and he'll just get it in here for Connor Wells. Wells picked up by Dimonog. Now he's going to give it back out for Lundin. Lundin's used up his dribble, gives it right side here for Wells. 9 seconds left. Wells will give it off on the right side. Miller's got it. He'll fire a three. It's an air ball. 4 seconds left. With the dribble here is Grothaus. Grothaus gives it. Three-quarter court shot here by Blank, and it's off the mark. And we'll head to the fourth quarter. Axtell 35, Wilcox over 28. Quarter number four right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center. The Wilcox Hilda Falcons down by a touchdown. They trail at 35-28. 8 minutes to go here, but Falcons are going to inbound it to start the fourth quarter. Ivan Dimonog and Ty Bennett having a little conversation near midcourt. With the basketball here is Grothaus. Dimonog will get the inbounds. Farley and Blank out there for Wilcox Hildreth as well. With the basketball is Blank. Blank dribbles to the left side. Sliding and puts up a tough shot that goes up and in. How did he get around Hansen and flip it up there? His head was underneath the glass as he flipped it up and in. That was a very impressive drive by Clay Blank. And he'll have a chance to finish off a three-point play. As the foul was called against, it's got to be on Hansen, and the free throw is good. So a three-point play to start the fourth quarter here for Clay Blank. That's now 14 in the game. Hansen picked up his first personal foul. In the offensive zone here is Grant Runge. He'll give it off on the left side for Miller. Miller looking for Nickel. We'll kick it back out here for Runge. And the ball knocked loose. Runge comes up with it. Ball fake here by Miller. Miller jumper in the lane. Good from 15 feet. So Jordan Miller hits the shot. And Ivan Dimonog very quickly in transition after the inbounds. Brings it to the right wing. He'll kick it back out for Farley. He'll give it off left side for Bennett. And Bennett hits the shot. So Ty Bennett strokes it in. We haven't said exactly who's out there for Axtell. We haven't had time yet. Runge with the basketball looking for Jeldon. Jeldon will kick it up ahead here on the right side. That's Miller. Tries to get it inside for Hansen. Ball knocked loose. Runge's got it. Runge will step back and hit a three. Brant Runge, his second three-pointer of the game. He's got 8 in the game, and the lead is 40-33 for Axtell. Dimonog in the offensive zone. I think now I've mentioned everybody for Axtell, but it's Jeldon and Nickel and Miller and Hansen and also Brant Runge. And that foul is going to be whistled on Jordan Miller. Miller was trying to bust his way through a pick by forcing his hands, and the official is explaining it to him, and it's the right call. Don't normally watch guys that don't have the basketball, but I saw that one. Farley gets the inbounds, and he's going to step up and score. Off that sideline inbounds, Farley had already posted up. They snapped it into him, and he made a nice little post move. Miller's going to lob it up ahead here for Nickel. Back out for Miller. He'll give it up left side here for Runge. Runge's got it with 6:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Off of a screen, Jeldon on the right side. Jeldon passes tip, but back out to Miller. Miller dumps it inside here for Wells. Wells double-teamed. And timeout for Axtell. 40-35, and Wilcox Hildreth right now is really putting the clamps on defensively. With 6 minutes to go in the game, a 5-point Axtell lead, a timeout for the Wildcats as well. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back here to the Fierro Event Center as Wilcox Hildreth, 8-8 on the season, taking on Axtell, who's 9-10. These two teams hooked up in a good one back on the 18th of January, won by Axtell 51-48 in overtime. And, well, it's a five-point ball game now as Axtell calls the timeout. They inbound it for Wells. Wells back out for Runge. They enter it down low. Stepping through that is Miller. Miller's shot no good. Trying to get his own rebound, does. He'll take it off glass. It's bouncing around, and it's good. And he'll head to the line to try to finish a three-point play. A 23-point effort so far for Jordan Miller. And he'll try to add to it here after the foul was whistled on Farley, his third, and the free throw rolls around and is no good. Falcons come out of there with it. Bennett's will bring it in the offensive zone. 7-point lead for Axtell, and on the dribble is Bennett's. Bennett's close to having a five-second closely guarded call go against him, but Dimadog has it. Dimadog is going to drive. Shot no good. Farley with the rebound. Farley shot off glass. Won't fall. Another rebound by Farley. He's going to kick it out for Dimadog, and Dimadog has the dribble, and we'll just give it between the circles here for Bennett's. Axtell is kind of pressuring just a little bit to try and just make Wilcox Hildreth uncomfortable. Dimadog drives, tries a reverse layup. That's good. Boy, that was a tough shot for your first 2 points of the afternoon. But Dimadog is able to flip it up and in. Little reverse layup. Gelden being pressured, passes it up ahead, and we've got a foul. Making the catch is Wells, and the foul is going to be on Clay Blank, and Blank's going to help him up too. There's just been great sportsmanship between these two teams. So there have been a lot of contact. They've been playing hard. Some guys have really been knocked down by their opponents, but they've done a great job of picking each other up. Gelden with a little move, and the hands of Ivan Dimadog knocked the ball off of Gelden's feet and out of bounds. That's a nice defensive play there by Dimadog to force the Axtell turnover. So here comes Wilcox Hildreth in the offensive zone. On the dribble here is Bennett's. And again, Bennett's not being closely guarded. Still has his dribble. Gives it for Dimadog. Dimadog directing traffic a little bit. Right now, Centura leading Wood River 39-26 in girls basketball. The consolation game of the Loop Black Conference Tournament. Here a drive of Dimadog, and Dog drives in and scores. Found a little half-step lead there. Drove all the way through the lane and flipped it up and in. He's got 4 points in the quarter. Cuts that lead down to three. Runge, pass up ahead for Gelden. Gelden gives it for Nickel. Back out here for Gelden. And now setting up the half-court set is going to be Runge. Runge hands off for Wells. He's got between the circles. Gives right side for Runge. Entry pass on the inside. Little ball fake by Miller. Miller's shot's good. 25 points in the game for Jordan Miller. He's got 25 of the 44 for Axtell. They lead it by five. 3:40 to go. Dimmitt on with the dribble. And they'll get the ball out here for Clay Blank. Blank pass on the inside, stolen away by Cody Nickel. Nickel, that's a pretty athletic read there. And Nickel's going to kick it back out. On the run here is Runge. Runge gets the top of the circle for Wells. Wells looking at man-to-man here. We'll give it up on the left side. There's Gelden. Gelden dumps it inside for Nickel, and Nickel will score. Very quick first step, and we got a timeout. Timeout for Wilcox Hildreth. 3:10 to go, fourth quarter. 46-39. Axtell with the lead. Wilcox Hildreth with the timeout. We're back after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owners insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, a seven-point advantage here for Axtell. And Andy Klepper, Coach Heinrichs, who called the timeout for Wilcox Hildreth. And he takes the full timeout, down by seven. And they've trailed most of the game. Wilcox Hildreth led by a couple of points early on. But for the most part, Axtell has had the lead. It hasn't been a real large lead. They led by nine in the second quarter. But right now, they have one of their largest leads at seven with 3:10 to go in the ball game. But still, that's only about three possessions. And that's there's a lot of basketball left in this one. Remember, they played to overtime. Entry pass inside for Blaine Grothouse. And Grothouse gets the bucket. And Grothouse brings it in the offensive. Draws back defensively. Runge will kick it up ahead here for Jordan Miller. Power went out here at the table, but I think we're still okay here. And we've got a little bit of contact. Driving up is Jeldon. Jeldon dumps it into the corner for Wells. Now Wells will drive the lane. Shot no good. Rebound tipped around. Coming out of there with it is the Falcons. And the Falcons will get it over for Clay Blank. 46-41. 2:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Bennett's on the bounce. And again, they'll lob it inside. Back it in is Farley. Farley still muscling his way in there. Will shoot over the top of the defender and he'll score. Shane Farley muscles his way across Grant Runge. And the shot is good. 1:51 to go. Miller with the dribble here. And he'll bring it into the offensive zone. 100 seconds to go in a basketball game. It's now a three-point game. Wells gives it to Runge. 46-43. With it is number three, Jeldon. He'll give it off the right side. Ball loose. Wells is able to pick it up, but he had to use his dribble. And now he'll hand it off for Runge on that right side. Runge on the baseline. Gives it right back out here for Miller. This is a crucial possession for both of these two teams. Wells gives it back out for Miller. Miller back out for Runge. Right now, Axtell giving up some ground. And Wells has it stolen away. The steal by Blank. The layup, no good. Offensive rebound. Hanging on the rim, no good for Bennett. Now a rebound by Farley, and Farley will score. Took a couple of offensive rebounds after that steal, but Wilcox Hildreth has made it a one-point ball game with 1 minute to go. 46-45. Timeout Falcons. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
People you know.
Community people.
People you know.
Community people.
People you know.
Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
People you know. Community people you know.
Well, 1 minute to go. 1 point ball game. Difference by one in terms of team fouls. Axtell has committed six. Wilcox Hildreth has committed five. So Wilcox Hildreth has a foul to give. Possession arrow is pointing to Axtell, and so is the scoreboard. They lead at 46-45, and Axtell will have the basketball here. To inbound it is going to be Brant Runge, and after that made basket, they can run the baseline if they so choose. Wilcox Hildreth still has three timeouts to use. Axtell has a couple as well. So Miller helps inbound the basketball. They kick it up ahead here for Jeldon. Jeldon's across the timeline with it. Jeldon in a little bit of trouble. We'll kick it off on the left side. Now they give it right wing here for Jeldon. Jeldon, a little ball fake. He's going to drive, take it off glass, and score. Jacob Jeldon attacking when he found a little bit of a seam, and a nice job of posting up there by Miller to give him some area to work in. So now Wilcox Hildreth down by three, has the basketball. Bennett has it, and he'll give it for Dimonog. Dimonog, he's going to step up. The sophomore fires a three, and he's fouled. He'll shoot three free throws. The shot was off the mark, but Dimonog, who has 4 points in the quarter, will shoot three free throws with 26.9 to go. The foul is on Connor Wells. That's his third. Now seven as a team against Axtell. Remember, Wilcox Hildreth still has a foul to give just in case Dimonog misses one of the free throws. So Dimonog will toe the line for three, and the first one is no good. So Dimadong will not be able to tie the game from the free throw line. His second free throw is up, no good. And again, the sophomore might be feeling the pressure a little bit. He just kind of looks stiff up there. Doesn't look real comfortable at the moment. Gives him the basketball, bounces it a couple of times, barely bends the knees, fires up the free throw and snaps it in. That one's good. 48-46, 26.9 to go. One possession game, but Axtell leads by two, and they've got the basketball. Runge works it up on the right side here for Miller, and Miller is fouled by Dimadong. And Miller has 25 points in the ball game, and we still have a foul to give here. I mean, that was their foul to give, so no free throws. And with 19.1 to go, now the next person that gets fouls will be going to the free throw line. Official, you might have heard, reminding him, you got to go for the ball, otherwise it's going to be intentional. It's inbounded by Jeldon. Jeldon gets it in for Runge, and Runge's fouled immediately. Now, sometimes you wonder what the officials say to the players. Good listen to it right there. Make sure you play the ball. And the foul is going to send Brent Runge to the free throw line for the front end of a one-and-one. The free throw is up. It is no good. And rebounded by the Falcons. Timeout Falcons. Brent Heinrichs called it immediately after Shane Farley pulled down the rebound. Timeout Falcons. 16.3 to go. They are down by two, 48-46. And we'll be back with the potentially last possession of the game for Wilcox Hildreth. Down by two. We come back after this 30-second timeout.
You know how little towns are always famous for that one place that always has the best food and the friendliest people? You walk in and it's like walking into the place that you've hung out all your life. And you know the only thing you want to do is order a big, juicy steak. Clint's Tavern in Hildreth is that exact place. And guess what? The best steak and prime rib served on Saturday nights with the freshest homemade salad bar for miles around. So welcome home. Welcome to Clint's Tavern in Hildreth. Good luck, Falcons. From everybody at Clint's Tavern.
48-46. Axtell is up by two, but thanks to that rebound by Shane Farley, Wilcox Hildreth has the basketball. They led early in the game by as many as 2 points, and Axtell has led by as many as nine. So this game has been played within 9 points the entire way, and they just asked if they can run the baseline, and they cannot, but I think the official said that they could. Grothaus is going to inbound it. And he'll toss it in here for Bennett. It's not a factor because there's no pressure put on. And Bennett brings it across the timeline. 10 seconds left. Bennett on the right side will step into a three, and it's blocked! Blocked by Wells! Rebounded by Runge. And Wells with a defensive play as they tried the three-pointer. That was a clean block. No question about it. And the replay here, just a great angle on the full screen, big screen replay, as Bennett's tried the three-pointer, and Wells with an absolutely clean block, and picking up the basketball is Runge, and Runge now is going to shoot a one-and-one. 4.3 to go. The free throw is up, rolls around, and good. So that makes a three-point ball game, a make here, will essentially seal the deal. 49-46. The free throw by Runge is good. And they're going to roll it up ahead. On the dribble here is going to be Blank. Blank from half court. At the buzzer, it's no good. And your ball game is a final. It's Axtell with a 50-46 win. And again, Wilcox Hildreth had a shot that would have given them the lead in the final seconds, but it was blocked by Connor Wells. And as a result, Axtell picks up a 50-46 win. And Jordan Miller, an outstanding effort tonight offensively. He's got half the points for Axtell. He has 25 of their 50 as the Wildcats now improve to 10-10 on the season. Wilcox Hildreth falls to 8-9. Your final, 50-46. Axtell with the win. Here in just a moment, they're going to be handed the consolation trophy, and a nice moment between Axtell head coach Andy Klepper and Wilcox Hildreth coach Brent Heinrichs. Remember, Coach Heinrichs used to be the head coach at Axtell. His assistant was Andy Klepper, so that was a nice moment there. And Axtell handed their consolation trophy. Jordan Miller picks it up, and nice round of applause there by Coach Klepper as Axtell wins this one, a final of 50-46. And again, this one was a game that was probably even closer than that four-point score would indicate. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Seth Johnson is your Channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue. The secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
And welcome back here to the Bureau Event Center. The Axtell girls and the Axtell boys come away with consolation trophies. Earlier, the girls beat Loomis 45-31, and the Axtell boys now have beaten Wilcox Hildreth by a final of 50-46. Two teams, we mentioned it before, played to overtime before Axtell was able to pick up the win. Well, they didn't need that extra stanza today, but it was close. Axtell had a shot with about 3 seconds left. Clay Blank had his shot blocked by Connor Wells, and that was really essentially it, because then two more free throws by Brent Runge made for the final margin here, 50-46. Axtell with the win. Again, if that shot had not been blocked, if it was made by Blank, it would have, excuse me, if it was made by Bennett, it would have been Wilcox Hildreth lead in the final seconds. So that was obviously a huge play, but a huge afternoon today for Jordan Miller. We'll talk about that more here in just a second. You're listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. For Wilcox Hildreth, they had a couple players in double digits today. Clay Blank finished with 14 points and a couple of rebounds, three rebounds. And Shane Farley had 13 points, 10 rebounds tonight for Wilcox Hildreth. So he had a double-double. Blaine Grothouse, 6 points, four rebounds, 8 points for Ty Bennett, and five for Ivan Dimitog. All of those coming in the fourth quarter. So he had a nice, solid fourth quarter for the sophomore. For Axtell, Miller, a huge night tonight. He finished with 25 points. I was still totaling up all of his rebounds. I came up with 10 rebounds for him. So a double-double, 25 points, 10 rebounds on the night. Also in double digits was Brant Runge. He finished with 10 points and a couple of rebounds. And then Jacob Jeldon, 2 points, 4 points for Connor Wells, 2 points for Adam Lundeen. Cody Nickel had 5 points and four rebounds and 2 points for the other freshman, Sturgis Hansen, as Axtell now improves to 10-10 on the season. They come away with the third-place trophy here, defeating Wilcox Hildreth by a final of 50-46. Wilcox Hildreth is now 8-9. On the season. Well, next up for us is championship basketball. Eustis Farnham and Amherst will be playing for the girls' championship, and that game will start in about 42 minutes or so. They have 38 minutes on the clock, so I won't take them at their word, but we're scheduled to actually start at 6 o'clock, so probably about 5 till 6 or so, we'll be back with coverage of high school basketball as Eustis Farnham will take on Amherst for the girls' championship here at the Bureau Event Center. And don't forget, at 8 o'clock, We'll have Overton taking on Elm Creek as well. Once again, our final, it's Axtell winning the boys' consolation by a final of 50-46 over Wilcox Hildreth. The Axtell girls won earlier today 45-31 over Loomis. And we do have an updated score for you at the end of 3, 39-26, Centura leading Wood River in girls' basketball. That game is on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. That is the girls' consolation game of the Fort Kearney Conference, of the Luplat Conference Tournament. We'll be back for the finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. We'll turn our attention to the girls here in about 30, 35 minutes or so right here on ESPN.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.